David Wilcox. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston.
No matter how old, how young, how sick.
Guys, gals, non-binary pals, different circles is moving. Same day, different time slot. We're now on Fridays at 9 p.m. Join me from 9 to 10 p.m. for an adventure through sound. Who knows? You might just find your next favorite song.
Did you eat today? If yes, you can thank Ontario Farmland. Ontario Farmland provides local foods and local jobs for millions of Ontarians. But our farmland is under threat. Every day, 319 acres of farmland is lost. Over the past 35 years, 2.8 million acres of farmland have vanished forever. At the Ontario Farmland Trust, we fight to preserve farmland. Visit us at OntarioFarmlandTrust.ca.
Hi, I'm Olivia from Olivia and the Creepy Crawlies. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Hello, Kingston. This is Torquil from Stars.
So, Simone.
Yes, Jeff.
We are, of
course,
Jeffrey.
I like to call you Jeffrey.
Thank you. It's very formal. We are coming at you live from the lower level of Carruthers Hall.
Yeah.
Beautiful Queen's University campus.
Yes.
House of learned doctors.
Yeah, historic house.
And that's why whenever you and I are off air, we are talking, we are waxing on and about the most intellectual things.
Oh, yeah.
Like Teddy Ruxpin.
Like Teddy Ruxpin.
Ruxpin.
Is it Ruxpin? Pin?
Teddy Ruxpin.
Ruxpin?
What are you saying?
I said Teddy Ruxpin? Ruxpin?
You
Teddy
commit.
Ruxpin?
Teddy Ruxpin.
He also owns some kind of tailor shop.
Teddy Ruxpin's
Teddy
a
Ruxpin
tailor, yeah.
He's a tailor, yeah.
No, like Teddy Ruxpin was
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, we were talking about how, like, Teddy Ruxpin was that cartoon that was on in, like, the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd get the little Teddy Ruxpin doll that was battery powered. You'd stick the cassette in its, like, stomach or something.
In his back or something.
His back, and you would talk. And you were saying that.
Yeah, that I had a friend who had one of those. Dolls like a larger teddy bear with, like, I don't know, like a t-shirt and shorts or something.
Yeah.
And her older brother would kind of erase the cassette tapes or make his own and put demonic voices. Do you know what I mean? And used to scare her. So when she went to put in the Teddy Ruxpin
almost
tape, expecting to hear a story or Teddy speak to her, like, he would have a different voice.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, so that used to scare her.
If
so it's a very big brother thing to do to his little sister.
That's fantastic.
You think that's fantastic?
Yeah, go big brothers.
Yeah.
A little bit of childhood trauma to spice things up.
Yeah.
So if you're out there, dear listener, and you have one of those
if
Teddy Ruxpin dolls.
If you have one, please
let us know. That would be a fun third co-host.
Very
Stick
fun.
Stick it in the corner.
Stick it in the corner.
Bunch of pre-taped responses.
Yeah, and we can show you all, like maybe in video, what an actual cassette looks like.
Yeah.
Because they might not know. The kids might not know.
Listen, I'm gonna make a
They have their own little sound. But that's what we had.
Teddy Ruxpin, and then there was a robot doll as well. It was the same kind of gimmick. It was a little robot, and you put a cassette in its stomach, and it was sort of like a choose-your-own-adventure, you know, fast forward to this time to do this thing. Yeah,
yeah. And we had also, too, as kids, a lot of story time books. So you get the book with a cassette, and it will tell you to change the page, or it would have a sound that would indicate that you would have to change the page.
I remember having
those?
The Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade book and tape. It was called Book and Tape.
Book and Tape, yeah.
And I remember doing that before I even saw the movie. So when I saw the movie years later, I thought, this is oddly familiar.
Yeah,
what's going on?
Yeah. I'm surprised they don't do that anymore.
Come on.
I know, but like follow along. Do you know what I mean? Like with the book, that book aspect. I think they could still even work with video. Like,
kids are dumb these days. You know that.
But I loved it. I had a little rainbow bright.
Nice.
I don't know if any of you kiddos know that, but it was a big deal, a little kind of cloth doll. And Rainbow Bright she was always at the end of the rainbow doing super stuff.
Nice. You know what I had for my favorite toy as a kid?
What?
A stick. Just give me a stick.
You just had a stick.
Entertain me for the whole day.
Oh,
go outside. Here's a stick.
Well, you're a creative one.
Come back at midnight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Running wild or riding your bike.
That's right.
Just roaming the streets.
at all hours.
Yeah.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And this is Indie Morning Wake Up. It's 5 minutes after nine, so I hope you're woken up by now.
You better be.
I know I am.
Yeah.
And normally, so moving on.
Yes.
We like to talk about events this break.
Just cutting you off.
Yeah. Talking about what's going on in and around Kingston, Ontario. You know, the weekend's coming up. There's lots going on this weekend.
Okay.
I think the Pride Parade is this weekend, if you're downtown. Yeah. It's always going to be a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I know YGK Beer, Craft Beer Fest, I think, is this weekend.
Have you been to that before?
I never have. It's at Fort Henry. And
Did you know the cost of it?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm going to have to look that up.
I
just know that it's a commitment, because once you're up there, you're up there. You're trapped.
Yeah, you're up there on the roof of Kingston.
They point the cannons at you, and they don't let you leave until you buy a beer.
Yeah.
Let's see. YGK Craft Beer Fest. It is obviously an in-person event. Saturday, June 14th. It says it's all ages. Cool.
Okay.
I guess there's other stuff to do.
If you like giving your child alcohol.
Who doesn't?
If you like giving your child beer.
I turned out just fine.
Well, I guess maybe they're looking at it in a more European type
way. Don't I look great for a 19-year-old?
You look fantastic.
Like a shrimp that's been left out on the sidewalk.
I like shrimp.
You know why it's all ages?
Because everybody likes shrimp.
Shrimp. Right? Shrimp and white wine. There's a great... There's a great lineup of bands, though, that's going to be playing, which I think if you want to bring the family down, because there's games, there's food.
Okay. But, okay. The kids don't have to drink if they don't
want to. Yeah, I'm sure that they don't have to at all.
Okay.
Emily Steele and The Deal are going to be playing. Friends of the show, friends of Jesse here at CFRC.
Yeah.
Also, Luella is going to be playing. She's so hot right now.
She's hot.
Yeah. The Winter in Canada, the Sugar Pills, they're great. A couple other great bands as well. It's going to be a good time.
It's going to be a do.
It's going to be a thing.
Yeah.
Sorry, I keep interrupting you. I'm just so excited, Simone.
I'm so excited. And you can't hide it.
I can barely hide it. General admission for 19 years of age and up is $20 plus HST.
Okay.
Youth 5 to 18 get in for 12. Military discount with ID is $10. Not bad.
Mm.
And children ages 0 to 4. Get in for free. How about that?
Okay.
So, like, it's a good excuse to, like, you don't have to find a babysitter. If you got, like, a toddler.
You can bring your baby.
Bring him along. Fort Henry's cool.
Yeah.
Weather's going to be nice.
Mm.
Yeah, so check that out.
Yeah.
Other things that are going on in and around Kingston.
Well, I can tell you a little bit about the TET Center, what's going on over there.
Please do.
Okay, so June 17th, the TET Center is putting on a exhibition. It's called The Art of Showing Up.
Nice.
Really cool.
Like
Art
that.
Of Showing Up. TET Tuesday is a studio kind of opportunity provided to the community that happens, I guess, every so often on Tuesdays. Maybe, I don't know if it's every Tuesday of the month. Not every Tuesday, but maybe every other Tuesday.
I see.
But certainly Tuesdays.
Definitely
at
on
some
Tuesday.
Point during the month where you can come and bring your art, whatever it is that you're working on, and we all just kind of sit together in the rehearsal hall on the second floor in the TET on King Street West there.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you can sit down, you can crochet, and you can just talk to other artists and other people who are interested, open to the community. So this TET Tuesday exhibition is just a celebration of all of our work.
Oh, nice.
And so this gives people, the general public, an opportunity to really experience what it is like to put together a real show.
Cool.
Right? So there's you got to do your submissions. There are deadlines. There are other requirements. And it just exposes you to kind of what it's like to be a real artist.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So the opening night is June 17th from 6:30 to 8:30.
Excellent.
You can go online on Eventbrite and buy a ticket and come and join us. There's going to be music. There's going to be filming for a documentary.
Cool.
A lot of really interesting stuff. And of course, the TET is a beautiful venue.
It's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous over there. It's lovely to be there. Get dressed up. Come and say hi, because I will be showing my work there as well, which I'm really excited about.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So any fans out there, get out there.
If you're a fan of Simone the Moan, you want to come down and say hi.
Her rates for autograph are very reasonable.
You can say, I knew her when.
Yes. Exactly. So is that going to be in like the Malting Tower room? That big room at the very end?
It might be. I'm not quite sure exactly what room, but don't worry. When you get down there, there's going to be signage for you to kind of know where to go. But it's parking a little bit precarious downtown, so think about that. I don't know if you want to come a little
fast.
Parking's a little precarious.
There you go.
You can come down. Come down. If you cannot make it June 17th, the exhibition is going to be open from from then all the way till June 21st.
Okay.
Or June 22nd.
So we got some time.
There. So you've got some time from 10 a.m. to 4:30 every day.
Nice.
So I'm going to be there. So I'm not only just going to be there opening night, I'll be there during the week just kind of be an attendant and be around, and you know, you can ask some questions and we can chat. And if you're interested, you know you've got this art inside of you and you'd really like to kind of showcase it, consider participating next year.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
It's great.
I'm very proud of you, Simone. I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
You're on your next step of your artistic journey.
Yeah, it's just pretty good. You know, going along.
Because I saw your picture at Minotaur during Art After Dark.
Yeah, well,
and it was phenomenal.
Yeah,
it was good.
So I really enjoyed it. Oh, and top of that, there's going to be live. We're going to have some live artists. So I might even be doing some of my work live.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
If you've got a phone or whatever, film me. You know, it'll be great. And you can send it to me or tag me. And yeah.
Cool.
It's all good for the gram.
What a great little community of artists we have in this town called Kingston.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It is. It's a really great place to be for art.
Amazing.
Yeah,
well, I'll be there with bells on, that's for sure.
Oh, yes. Very excited.
Oh, yeah.
Very excited for Jeff the Movie Nerd. It's going to come down.
That's going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very excited for the next block of music. That's what I'm excited for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Coming up next, we've got Bette Davis with her classic, Born on the Bayou. Classic summer stuff.
Ooh, and bayou.
Yeah.
Mm,
and then next
some gumbo.
Oh, I love a good gumbo.
Shrimp.
Yeah, I used to fish for crawfish in Kingston.
Ah, I used to do that too in Toronto at Black Creek. It was Black Creek, and
nice.
We'd go down there and we'd get the crayfish, and we were told that there was like a Black Creek killer that hid in the trees.
We heard about, not a killer. We heard about a giant crayfish that the rumor was that someone like released a lobster into our little creek, and that if you go to the deep end, you might get bit by the lobster.
We have so many interesting Kingston stories.
Yes, if you're out hunting crayfish, if they even still exist in this town, you got to get them from behind. Put the bucket behind them and scare them in front, and they swim behind.
They so scoot
back.
Oh.
They scoot backwards as a defense mechanism.
Really?
So you just put the bucket behind them, and you go in the water in front of them, and then right into the pail.
Okay.
Then you let them go because I'm not eating those things. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moon.
Next break, we're talking about nerd stuff, so stay tuned.
All right, on CFRC 101.9.
I was just a little girl, and I was sitting on my mama's knee. This is Dotes from the Jerry Cans. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 out of Kingston, Ontario.
I'm Hey, it's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
talk first.
I think you are, Jeff.
Oh, maybe you're right. Mm. No, you know what? You talk first.
You want me to talk first?
You can have the conch.
Let me talk first.
Oh, wow, that was good.
Was that good?
Sounded,
was that really good?
Yeah.
Forget about it.
Nice. Right. Sound like Martin Scorsese. Superfan Bonnie, shout out to Superfan Bonnie. She sent me a Martin Scorsese American Express commercial on Instagram that I hadn't seen.
Superfan Bonnie, if you're out there listening, we love you.
Yes, we do.
We love you. She's great.
We love all our super fans.
Very just lovely lady, yeah. Very sweet, very positive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And this is Indie Morning Wake Up right
on
here.
On Wednesday, baby, oh, on yeah. CFRC. Oh, yeah.
Ready to rumble.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. We just heard a really good pop banger, I would say. Well, I would call it a banger, right?
Yeah.
Diamond Cafe.
It's a bop.
It's a bop.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's formal is what it is.
Formally, it's a bop.
Tuck your shirt into your cummerbund because yeah. Diamond Cafe is a bop. It's yeah. called Sweet Cherry. And another really good music video.
Yes.
Very funky.
Yeah.
Just a dude in a car singing to you and me.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Also in that set, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas with Without You.
Yeah.
Without You.
Without You.
we also had The Knocks featuring Dragonette.
Love Me Alive.
Pretty good stuff. Mm-hmm. Also before them, we had
Head Crusher by Penny and the Pits.
That was a tribute song about, do you ever see, remember the old Kids in the Hall sketch where the guy was crushing people's heads?
No.
I remember them. So Head Crusher.
Kids in the Hall. I don't know if I really was into it.
You should get
to
into
be
it
honest.
Now.
Should I?
Yeah.
To get it now? Maybe
I think
what
so.
What they're doing?
Definitely.
Like, I just thought they were weird people.
More now that we're adults. And
yeah?
Now you're weird. Come on, you'd be fine with Kids
you
in the Hall.
You think I'd be weird? You think I'm weird?
Yes. Yeah. Of course I do. You kidding?
I'm very weird people.
You're here. Aren't you?
Yeah.
So Head Crusher by Penny and the Pits you're going to want to check out because that's a banger.
Yeah, okay.
It's a bop.
It's a bop.
There we go.
Yeah.
We opened it up with Betty Davis.
Yeah.
And Born on the Bayou.
Okay.
Right here on CFRC.
CFRC.
Yeah. My name's Jeff the Nerd. And
what about me? I'm Simone the Moan.
I think so.
Remember?
Oh, right.
I think.
Are you even here? And just
I am here.
Talking to myself?
You're not. You're here and I'm here
Thank
for
goodness.
Real.
Yeah. Okay. Pinch me because it's the nerd segment.
All right. I'm pinching.
Oh, God darn it.
I'm so strong.
Gosh dang it. I got to call in sick for work now. No, this time of morning, we like to do a little nerd talk. Find out what's going on in the world of, you know, movies, TVs, video
yeah.
games. I am cutting back on it a lot.
Are you?
Just because the weather's so nice.
Yeah, I want you to come out.
Come on out.
Come and take a walk outside
I'm
now.
I'm out on my bike these days. I'm out gardening. I got a face full of dirt the other day. That was fantastic.
I'm really, really proud of you.
Thank you. I'm seeing the
I've
sun.
I've said that before and I'll say it again.
Yeah, I'll take every little bit
yeah.
I can get from Simone. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, what's going on in nerd news? Big birthday day today.
Okay, so who's born?
Everyone's
who's born
favorite.
Today? Whose born day is it today?
I'll give you a hint. No. Optimus. No. Shia LaBeouf.
Okay.
That was dumb.
I don't know.
That was from the Transformers movie. Like his whole, all he said was
no. I don't know.
Anyway,
I don't know.
You didn't watch the Transformers movies?
I did, but like I didn't study it like the Bible. No, I don't know.
It's the only thing that comes to mind. That and when Shia LaBeouf played a character called Mutt Williams on one of the Indiana Jones movies.
The character's name
was Mutt Williams.
I don't know really much about LaBeouf, but
that's
I know that he's gone through kind of a spiritual transformation.
Tortured artist kind of deal.
Yeah, and I know like he's super talented.
Yeah.
He seems to be he's got quite a range.
He's fun.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Shia LaBeouf.
How old is he today?
See, it doesn't say on IMDb, but I know that he is like my age. Like I think he was born in 86, so I'm assuming he's like 39 or 40.
Okay.
Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, so happy birthday, Shia LaBeouf.
Happy birthday, Shia.
Happy 47th birthday to Canadian super hunk Joshua Jackson from Dawson's Creek and a number of other things. He's doing a lot of stuff in Canada these days.
Oh.
He's in that movie 1 Week where he goes across Canada on a motorcycle.
Sounds so cool.
Very schmaltzy movie, but good.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Happy 66th birthday to House himself, Hugh Laurie.
Ah,
very funny guy.
Yeah,
big fan of Hugh Laurie.
Yeah, okay.
Very good on Veep.
Is he a British actor?
He is. Yeah,
okay,
but does
okay.
a really solid American accent.
He does. Like you would never know.
Exactly. Yeah.
But they like with all the Brit actors, like they're
you gotta.
You would never know. Like they do. They do it so well, right?
Like another one.
They do it so well.
Here's an opposite. A New Yorker who does a very good British accent. Peter Dinklage turns 56 today.
Does Peter Dinklage do a good English accent?
Just like that.
Just like that.
It's like a spitting image.
A little bit.
Yeah. No, he's an interesting guy. I mean, obviously, everyone knows him from Game of Thrones, but he's been a very prolific character actor, like even from the early 2000s, like he was in The Station Agent, lots of great indie movies.
Yeah.
But when he talks about his life before he was an actor living in New York, it's amazing. He was a punk rocker. He was a lead singer of a punk band. They used to play at CBGB's before it got, you know, closed.
Really?
He said he has a story about being a garbage man in New York for a while.
Peter Dinklage?
Yeah. And like how he was paired up with this like over the hill, like almost retired guy that would just get drunk and sit in the park and make Peter Dinklage do all the work. And
wow.
I love this guy.
Yes.
56 years young.
Wow, amazing.
Still got more of a career into him, though. I'm very excited.
Okay.
On to some headlines, some stuff going on. We got a little bit of Mortal Kombat news.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at that. You're excited.
Well, you know why it perked up a little bit? Because
yeah.
I actually know what that is.
Oh, good. Amazing. Well, the sequel to the live-action Mortal Kombat movie that came out way back in 2018, 2019.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming out. This Mortal Kombat 2 comes out October 24th, but July, next month, the trailer is finally going to hit. And I'm excited because Sonata, Hiroyuki Sonata, who plays Scorpion, is now a fresh Emmy winner from his run on Shogun this past year.
But I did watch.
It was fun. It was good. Well,
yeah.
Maybe not fun, but it was good.
It was not fun, but it was beautiful. It was a beautiful looking film.
It was
sure.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so
yeah.
It's I'm glad to see an actor like him who's got all these fresh accolades from this like prestige television show.
Yeah.
Is still coming back to do Mortal Kombat because
yeah.
it's he's great in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get over here. That kind of thing. Speaking of Shogun, it's also Anna Sawai's birthday today. She was, can't remember her character's name.
She's the beautiful one.
The beautiful woman on Shogun,
yeah.
Who was also great.
The ingenue who has made decisions for herself.
She was so good, and she also won, I think, an Emmy for her performance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
wow,
good stuff.
Good for her.
Yeah.
That's a big deal, you know.
It's a huge deal.
Yeah.
Other things that are going on in Nerdland, Disney, as of yesterday, has successfully completed their purchase of Hulu. It's been in the works for a couple of years.
Oh.
So now
so it was Hulu like just an independent kind of entity or what?
It was
like
owned,
I thought it was connected to Disney because it's on their platform.
Disney
Plus.
They've been like buying it for the last couple of years. Like it's been a process because Hulu used to be owned by Universal NBC.
Oh,
and I guess Disney's a little bit at odds with them on a corporate level. I don't know all the details.
Okay.
So they finally like finished the deal.
Okay. So what's a leading show on Hulu? I know the Kardashian show, right? It's on Hulu, I think?
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know kind of what it is.
Puff Daddy documentaries, you know, you're going through Disney Plus, and you're like, do I watch The Little Mermaid or do I watch something with
right,
Diddy?
Right,
so
right,
I'm
right.
not sure. But it better be good, though, whatever they have, because Disney spent $438 million on this chunk of the
sale.
Well,
they need to do something because the ship is sinking, and they need to kind of right the ship.
Is it sinking? Because I'm reading here that...
I feel like, I don't know, like the last few things, the live action things have been, do you know what I mean? Those movies have been kind of like the Snow White thing.
Yeah, but
like what's happening?
Look at that. What did I just highlight there?
Didn't Disney generates annual revenue of $94 billion? Okay, maybe
I think they're doing just
you
fine.
Think so? Okay, so okay, maybe I'll have to have like actual facts to back up my what I am spewing out right now. Like I don't know who told me that Disney is a sinking ship.
Well,
right
creatively
now.
It is.
Maybe that's what I mean.
I'm sure they have other
you know
investments.
I mean?
They're probably
they've got the parks and everything, but
arms
that's a
dealing.
Lot of, well, they probably have their hand in that too.
Dog smuggling, you know, they're probably like they're probably putting together like a thing about a gorilla fighting 100 guys. That reminds me, there's a video game coming out, and I think it's a VR game where you play as a gorilla fending off 100 men.
Really?
Yeah.
A gorilla versus 100 men.
Have you heard of this? This is like a thing online.
No,
yeah.
No,
this
no.
is like some weird thing that's popped up over the last couple weeks where it's like, what would happen? Who would win between a gorilla and 100 guys?
And 100 men?
Now you can find out because there's a video game coming.
No way. There's a video game for that.
Nerd news. Love it so much.
That's good. Did you hear about the runaway zebra?
No.
There's a zebra that was a loose. And
a loose zebra?
Like in a random place, like a city or something.
Cool.
Like a zebra got loose and they had to kind of get a helicopter and scoop it up. And like the helicopter is like dragging it away, like carrying it.
That's fantastic.
In like a hammock.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. I'll have to get some more information. If any of you know about that runaway zebra, Runaway zebra, never going back.
Unless you're a helicopter pilot. Yeah. Imagine like waking up one day and you're like,
there's some random zebra in the window.
If you're a helicopter pilot, you're like, what am I going to do today? Oh, I got to go scoop up a zebra.
Exactly.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, in the middle of Toronto or something.
That's a good idea for a movie.
I like that. Speaking of movies and making movies.
Yes.
Tell me about your Brunson & Brunson progress and how you feel about it. What's in your mind about that?
I'm glad you brought it up. Fans of the show, regular listeners will know that we dabble, you and I, in the creative arts. We like to work on stuff. Mm-hmm. And I've been toying with the idea of writing a TV show called Brunson & Bronson, TVPIs. Mm-hmm. And I'm just doing it for fun. It's mainly just for like practice and sort of to beef up a portfolio.
Yeah.
But I'm working on it. But I want to talk about it a little bit just to sort of get that out there that we're going to go for a 20-minute episodical. I'll talk about it next week.
Come on.
I'm drawing a blank
stop
here.
Stop going. No, no. You're going to finish your sentences.
Okay.
No. Go ahead.
We're trying to think of like, I'm grasping at straws. We're going to do it next week. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to speak for the nerd. He has a wonderful idea.
It's Adrian Barbeau's birthday today.
Yes, for Brunson & Brunson, two well-known actors that he thought might go well together in a kind of a buddy cop kind of.
We thought it would be a mystery show where Quinta Brunson is working on her newest TV show and she gets conked on the noggin by a Death Wish VHS box set. Which, of course, a franchise starring Charles Bronson.
Yes.
And then she sees the ghost of Charles Bronson, and then the two of them, he helps her solve mysteries on the set.
Right.
So there's a lot of things you want to think about, like what kind of show you want to do, what's the platform going to be, is it going to be an animated thing, is it going to be live action?
Yeah.
How can it be live action if it's very specific?
Yeah.
Again, we're just doing this for fun.
Yeah, we're doing it for fun, but not.
Yeah.
It's kind of real. So it's actually very real.
As the weeks progress, I am going to start bringing in samples that you and I can read aloud.
Yeah.
And
I'll be playing the role of Quinta.
Yeah, and I will do, Bronson, Charles Bronson.
Yeah.
And, just little clips, little snippets.
And I think, you know what, Jeff? I think it's great that you're mentioning it because we got a little accountability for you. Do you know what I mean? Something to look forward to. And you're just a very, very, very talented fellow.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah, and so we'll talk about that, what's happening with that, and also, too, if you have your own screenplays and things you want to write, we want to encourage you to do that too.
Yeah, we're thinking like, I'm sure there's a lot of folks out there that want to get into it a little more. Maybe you're like me and you work full time, you don't have that much
time, right?
Yeah.
So you gotta kind of organize your time a little bit, but it's doable and it doesn't have to be this long thing.
And the thing is, here it is, there's a company in town called We Are Branded to Film, and they're opening up a massive film production studio on the East End. They're breaking ground pretty soon. It's gonna be a couple of years.
Yeah.
But they do have a thing on their website that they are looking for Kingston artists who have ideas to sort of get the ball rolling so they can sort of get a conveyor belt of
so
projects.
Once their venue or their space is built, they're on the ground running. Like they've got some stuff to do. Yeah.
So we're going to do this as a recurring segment from week to week where we kind of talk about the more production side of things from an amateur fan standpoint.
Yeah.
So that if you are also interested, it's sort of like you like-minded individuals and maybe some tips and tricks.
Yeah.
Again, we're not experts, but we're just doing it for fun.
Well, you are an expert.
With a cap, with a lowercase e.
No, he's being very modest. He's an expert. He's learned. He's studied this. He lives and breathes movies.
Did I tell you it's Adrienne Barbeau's birthday today? She turns 80. She's awesome.
Happy birthday.
That's how I changed the subject.
Yeah.
Anywho, my name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And we better get back to the tunes. We get her bet gack to the coons is what we want to do.
Yeah, exactly.
So we got a new one from our friend, Billienne. New single from her.
Called Baby Blue.
Right here.
On CFRC 101.9.
Awesome.
We'll close. Now you're fading down the road. And then chasing all the words you never wrote. West side of the city, couldn't take you with me, no. We don't speak, I still think about you till I can't breathe. And I'm still dreaming about you underneath my sheets. Don't think this hasn't been hard for me, baby. Who's gonna be your West End girl? Be the cherry on top of your world. Almost went to the ends of the earth for you. Who the hell was
and I never. I'm making eyes on me, see into forever. But then forever left me crying in your sweater. Better stop these sentimental strains.
We've crossed the city, still ride the same train.
My name is Julie DeBaron. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Have a message when we left. Oh, very odd.
Hello, mother. Hello, father. Here I am at Camp Granada.
Marge, it's Lisa at Camp Granada.
On the street, I'm a king size killer. I can make your kingdom come. On my feet, I'm an earthquake shaking. So open up my little one. Hey, what are you looking at? Who the hell do you think I am? And what are you looking at? Like you never seen a broken.
This is the Dean here. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo!
Deep. from grace. You forgave me and helped me find my new apartment. Someone stop me, on and on and on.
What's happening?
It's good.
It's
what's
good.
Happening is all good.
Amazing.
Yeah, I think we had some good ideas today.
Some concepts.
Yeah.
Some formations of some ideas.
Letting the audience in our minds a little bit and kind of some stuff we want to do.
I do want to talk about like screenwriting and production.
Absolutely.
Every week. I get a little embarrassed. I get a little flummoxed because I find...
You did turn red.
Oh, yeah. I could feel my ears burning.
50 Shades of Red.
I never talk about that stuff with other people because I just find I don't want to come across as like snooty, you know?
Why do you think that's snooty?
Because whenever art
script, what's snooty about that?
Because like
that's
whenever
writing,
like
it's creative.
Because it's like fanboy bros. Like I'm sick of fan. I don't want to come across as like a hoity-toity fanboy bro.
Hoity-toity.
I write movies. Therefore, I'm better than everyone. I hate that stuff.
But. Okay.
I get that a lot with fanboy bros, because in those spheres, you get a lot of ego, it's like, I don't want it to be about, like, I'm not doing it for a reputation, I'm doing it because it's fun.
Yeah.
I want to make a show where Quinta Brunson and the hologram of Charles, not the hologram, but the ghost of Charles Bronson are solving mysteries.
Yeah.
I already thought of the first plot for the first episode where they solve the mystery of whatever the mystery is in the first episode by smelling the perpetrator's musk and their cologne. But the idea, because that's one of the things Charles Bronson's really good at, is like, how to smell like a man in the 70s.
Okay.
But because he's a ghost, he can't smell.
He can't do it.
So Quinta. he has to get Quinta to describe smells for him.
Right.
And then the other flip side of the first episode, see, now I'm talking about it.
There you go.
Is that... you know, Quinta's the showrunner of a new show, but it's a really big production, and she's kind of nervous about, like, you know, it is obviously fictional, but in the show, she'd be nervous about how to, like, command a crew that's getting a little unruly, you know, maybe because of her stature and how nice she is.
Right.
And so Bronson is kind of a man's man who's like, you gotta get tough.
Right.
So
he's kind of also playing kind of a mentor to her, right? And she's his hands and feet, kind of.
Exactly. Because you can't just have like them solving a mystery. You got to have another element that's a little more.
You've got to have some conflict that they're kind of facing a little bit
and
too.
And then stuff that everyone can relate to.
Yeah.
The universal truth.
Yeah, yeah,
everyone can relate to like not getting along at work or like not getting feeling like you don't get the respect or not being able to smell because you're a ghost.
Right.
Everyone gets that.
Yeah. Hey. I like it.
Yeah. So every week I think going forward we'll just kind of
and even if you're not writing it down, like you're talking about it, so it's kind of when you talk to other people about it, I feel like it solidifies some of these ideas and kind of like, you know, teases them out more.
And then you could even see what works and what doesn't.
Yeah.
So like going forward, nerd segment's going to get a little more educational.
A little educational.
We're still going to talk about Mortal Kombat every now and again. Don't get me wrong.
We have to, because that's important
in
the world.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, just the process of creativity and writing movies.
And just how to squeeze that into our already busy lives.
Yeah.
Speaking of Charles Bronson and Mortal Kombat, what else did we learn today, Simone?
We learned that art show, Tet Tuesday,
the art
of showing up in your life, showing up to fun things, you know, is happening June 17th. Come by and say hi.
Get on down there, see Simone. Yeah,
and see a couple pieces or more. We'll see if we can squeeze it out this weekend. It's going to be fun. It's going to be filmed. Look your best.
Nice. Excellent. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah, we also learned that it's YGK Craft Beer Fest this weekend, I think at Fort Henry, plus it's Pride, I think, Parade this weekend. weekend. Mm-hmm. A lot going on in downtown Kingston.
A lot going on. So come downtown, you know, get out in the sunshine, plant some flowers, yeah. plant some vegetables, plant some lettuce.
Maybe some lettuce from our sponsors.
Old Farm Fine Foods. Crisp mint romaine lettuce. We've got all kinds of stuff for you to do. Yeah, so come on out.
Awesome. Yeah. Right on. Well, hope you guys have a great week. If you get bored of not having us until next Wednesday, go to CFRC, check out the archives, listen to us as much as you want.
Okay.
We'll see you guys next Wednesday.
All right, see you later.
This is a brand new track from David Byrne. He's still pumping out tunes. This one's called Everybody Laughs, right here
on CFRC 101.9. See you later.
One, two, one, two, three, and... Everybody laughs and everybody cries. Everybody lives and everybody dies. Everybody eats and everybody loves. Everybody knows what everybody does. Everybody's going through the changes. Every complication. What you say with gesture and expression. In my imagination. Every mobile phone. In every restaurant. Everyone we know. And everything you want. Gonna do everything is closer, everything is true. Everybody's starting everything again. Everybody's outside now, they're coming in. Everybody's going through the garbage, looking for inspiration. Some will find it staring at the ceiling of the subway station. Kind of way, everything you know, and every single face, every change of heart, and every saving grace, every song we sing, and every kind of play. Everybody's out.